Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, well, we're talking about winter food. Now, you know, it's only November, so winter's still a little ways away, but it is starting to get cooler outside. I actually felt cold coming to work this morning for the first time. So, it's a good time to think about some of those wonderful foods that we might eat around the winter time. In the summertime, sometimes it's just too hot.
Right.
But in the wintertime, the weather cools down, the temperatures chill, and you can get some food in your stomach that can help keep you warm, which is perfect in the winter.
And that's what winter's all about,
eating
great food. There's more to that. Yeah. But today we're going to talk about the winter's hottest foods.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds exciting.
Yes.
And I can't wait to find out more. So let's check out today's article.
Reading. This winter's hottest foods. If you are suffering from winter chills and a growling stomach, ginger duck and mutton hot pot are just what you need. These comforting foods are famous for their power to heat people up from the inside. More than that, they are traditional dishes that can promote strength and long life. Ginger duck was developed by a Shang Dynasty physician named Wu Zhan. Wu's recipe revived his sick king and earned royal praise. This stew's flavor gets better with the addition of herbs, rice wine, and sesame oil. Beyond its health benefits, ginger duck also fills the room with a wonderful aroma. If you are down on your luck and can't find ginger duck, go for some mutton hot pot. Tender slices of sheep meat in spicy or salty broth can steam up the coldest night. This dish is said to have hit the big time after Emperor Kublai Khan tried it before battle. Khan defeated his enemy and served mutton hot pot to his generals during their victory celebration. If you aim to conquer the cold, eat like royalty with these two dishes.
All right, so the article says if you are suffering from winter chills, chill is when you feel cold, and a growling stomach, that means, of course, your stomach is telling you it's hungry, well then, ginger duck and mutton hot pot are just what you need. That's right. Ginger duck, mutton hot pot. Two of these great hot winter foods that we're talking about. Ginger is it's basically an herb, I guess you could say.
Mm.
It's added into food to give it extra special flavors. It comes from a plant or a root. When I think of ginger and Chinese food, I often think of those little pieces of ginger you put with your soy sauce when you have your dumplings.
Or our xiaolongbao.
Your xiaolongbao, those kinds
bao.
Of things, right? Those little bits of sort of that crunchy vegetable that you put with the sauce, that is ginger. And it's got a kind of slightly spicy taste. But we also use ginger in baking. I remember my mom used to make ginger cookies.
Gingerbread man!
Which were very good at gingerbread man. Or there's even a soft drink called ginger beer.
I love ginger beer.
Yeah, it's really good. But it's got a little pepper, a little spice to it in your mouth, right? But of course it's great because it can also help make you feel like you're warming up. For the word ginger, we have this example sentence, I like my dumplings with soy sauce and ginger. I like my dumplings with soy sauce and ginger. I do too.
Me too. Okay. 好，我们来看一下刚刚的课文有提到 suffer from， OK， 通常我们 suffer from 后面就会接一个病痛啊 illness， 或是像我们本课 suffer from winter chills， 就是刺骨的冬寒哦，就是冬天里面会觉得好冷哦， OK， 因为 chill 本身呢当作名词来用，就有着寒冷这样子的意思，或是风寒寒战这样子的意思哦， OK， 所以有时候你可能因为有 winter chills， 你可能就会 shiver， 就会颤 抖 OK 那我们常常也会说 catch a chill 跟 catch a cold 其实有类似的意思就是可能就是感冒啊这样子的意思哦 OK 那一般 chill 在口语上还可以指就是 to become more relaxed 就是冷静啊放松这样子的意思哦而刚刚的课文我们又提到 growl 这个字哦 OK 那常常我们肚子咕噜咕噜叫而且英文就是 my stomach is growling or you can also say my stomach is rumbling、
mm-hmm.
R-U-M-B-L-E 就是 rumble 也有咕噜咕噜叫的意思而 ginger 呢哎，当然就是提到我们今天的重头戏啦就是姜对不对那什么东西呢在冬天我们吃的就会暖乎乎当然就是姜母鸭 ginger duck以及 mutton hot pot 也就是羊肉炉其实 mutton 就是羊肉这样子意思 hot pot 一般我们用来当火锅所以 mutton hot pot 就是羊肉炉啦所以刚刚课文的整句话的翻译就是如果你正在受苦于这个刺骨的冬寒还有咕噜作响的肚子那么姜母鸭和羊肉炉正是你所需要的东西、
mm-hmm. It says these comforting foods are famous for their power to heat people upFrom the inside, okay,、mm. ginger duck and mutton hot pot are famous for their power to heat you up from the inside, and they're comforting foods.、Mm. When we think of comfortable, we often think of like a bed or a chair or a sofa,、
yeah.
right? What does it mean when we say comforting foods?、
Mm, comforting foods, 其实我们就是有一种食物吃了我们就觉得、哦感到非常的温暖非常的舒服这样子的意思哦，是有那种满足感、哦、小确幸这样子的感觉、哦、那 be famous for 就是因为什么而闻名这样的意思 For example Jolene is famous for her hard work and dance song、
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
Jolene 那个大相信大家都知道她是以什么闻名就是她非常努力而且还有很多的哇这个舞曲非常的夯哦，就是大家就是都会模仿的对象哦。OK 那我们刚刚有看到 heat something or somethingUp, 就是使什么人或什么东西变暖啊或是加热什么东西所以刚刚那句话的意思就是啊哇这些 comforting foods 就是有点疗愈系的食物足以可以让人由内而外 OK 温暖起来而闻名哦就是我们刚刚提到的羊肉炉啦还有这个姜母鸭 ginger duck
Alright so we know they're comforting foods but the article says more than thatThey are traditional dishes that can promote strength and long life. So, of course, they make you happy on a cold day, but they might actually be good for you. They can promote strength, make you stronger, and give you a long life, make you healthier.
I didn't know about the long life part. I love ginger duck.
Cool.
哇、wow, ，我其实还不知道哦。但大家通常都觉得，哎，只是吃起来很好吃，可以取暖。但是呢 ，more than that， 甚至于呢，他们是这个传统上可以促进体力 ，promote strength， 还有呢，延年益寿的料理哦。OK， 我们来看一下 long life， 当然就是指长寿。那如果我们要用名词一个字来表示。另外我们也可以用 longevity 这个字 L-O-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y 有一点难但是一定要补充啊
That's right and according to the story ginger duck was helped was invented by a doctor it says、
Ooh.
Ginger duck was developed by a Shang dynasty physician named Wu Zong Okay,、mm. Shang dynasty of course is a long time ago in history a physician is a doctor basically if you go to see a doctor because you're sick because、mm. there's a problem with your body that is a physicianSo they look at the whole body, they give you medicine. They might not be the doctor who might, you know, cut into you if it's a serious problem, but they're the doctor you'll see first if you're sick, if you go to a clinic or a hospital, something like that, you'll see a physician. For example, John went to see a physician after he hurt himself playing basketball. John went to see a physician after he hurt himself playing basketball.
Mm.
And he ate some ginger duck, and now he's perfectly fine.
okay, 哇，姜母鸭这么厉害哦！原来他是有这个商朝一位名为吴仲的医生的料理发展而来，所以他才会有这种就是可以帮助我们哇，有很多对身体好的一些疗用哦功效哦。那 physician 其实就是我们说的 doctor， 也就是医生这样的意思啦。
All right, Wu's recipe revived his sick king and earned royal praise. Wow, so it actually worked, helped this king get better. It revived him, made him better when he was sick, and got royal praise. Of course, the king said, this is the best duck that I've ever had, and it's very special. It's a recipe that they gave to the king or the king's cooks maybe. Mm. Recipes are basically instructions on how to make food. Usually they have two things in a recipe, the ingredients, what's in the food, and then how to combine the food. So for example, if you're making a cake, it will say 3 eggs, 1 cup of milk, 1 tablespoon of butter, or something like that. And it says mix the eggs, then put in the sugar, then put in the chocolate, then put in the... So it tells you how to make food or how to make a certain special dish in a recipe. For example, I followed the recipe, but my cookies tasted terrible.
Ugh.
I followed the recipe, I did what it said, but my cookies tasted terrible.
You're a bad cook.
I'm a bad cook.
Anyway, recipe 是什么呢？
Yes.
其实就是一般就是煮一个东西的料理方式或是食谱，我们也可以用 recipe 来表示哦。所以常网络上如果你很爱煮东西，你就可以去查 recipe 这个字，就会发现很多哦这个料理食物的一些不错的妙就是方法，很棒的一些方法或是食谱。那我们来看一下到底呢这个哇刚刚提到的吴仲他多么厉害呢？听说呢他还怎么样 revive 这个字呢，其实就是使恢复体力啊或者是精力复原这样子的意思。 OK， 也就是说本来啊就是有个生病的皇帝啊，他吃了这个姜母鸭之后，哇他竟然就是恢复了健康，因此呢他当然就得到了贵族的赞赏哦。那这里赢得他的赞赏，我们是用到 earn 这个字，一般我们 earn 比较熟悉可能就是赚钱啊 earn money， 但是呢其实我们也可以 earn other things like earn or gain or winrespect 跟 trust、mm-hmm. OK， 我们常常也可以赢得某一个人的尊重啦，或者是赢得某一个人的信任，也可以同样用到 earn 这个字哦。 OK， next we read the stew's flavor gets better with the addition of herbs, rice wine and sesame oil、
mm-hmm.
OK， stew 通常我们就是用来表示炖煮的食物这样子的意思哦。因此呢这道炖煮的料理的风味啊就随着 herb 就像一些草药啦，或者是米酒啊 rice wine 还有这个麻油 sesame oil 的添加而显得更加的丰富哦。
Alright, beyond its health benefitsginger duck also fills the room with a wonderful aroma. So yes, it's very good for you. It has health benefits. We could also say it tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, even before you bite into it, before you put it in your mouth,
mm-hmm.
ginger duck, just cooking it, fills the room, fills the kitchen, maybe mm-hmm. even your whole house, with a wonderful aroma. An aroma is a smell. So it just smells really good, too.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
So if you are down on your luck and can't find ginger duck,
mm-hmm.
go for some mutton hot pot.
Ah, that's our other dish, mutton hot pot, right? It says tender slices of sheep meat in spicy or salty broth or both can steam up the coldest night. Yeah, of course, tender is a great word when talking about meat, the kind of meat that we eat and cook. If it's tender, it's very soft. It's easy to chew. You're not going to kind of chew on it like a dog. It's going to be very soft. So having a tender piece of steak or chicken or something like that is wonderful. In this case, it's sheep. Now, of course, when we cook sheep, we call that mutton. Okay, so in a field, that is a sheep. When it's on your plate, that is mutton. Okay, but it comes from the same animal. And that sounds really, really good.
Nice.
Tender slices of sheep meat and a broth. A broth is basically like a soup or some kind of flavored water, flavored liquid. And it can steam up the coldest night. What does it mean here to steam something up like that?
Okay, 我们通常 steam 呢其实就是蒸汽这样的意思。Steam, 可是如果当作动词 steam something up, 就是让什么东西有什么水汽啦或者是就是热气就是蒸腾起来这样子的意思。
Okay. Like the windows when it's really cold outside, if you're
Right.
cooking inside, you'll get that water, that little bit of water that's called steam on your windows. And of course, to steam yourself up, breathe in all that wonderful smells. It says this dish, the mutton hot pot, is said to have hit the big time after Emperor Kublai Khan tried it before battle. So that's when it hit the big time or became famous. Now, I believe we're going to take a short break because hit the big time is a very good phrase.
Shortcut for you.
That movie was great.
Yeah, I think after this actor's appearance in this movie, he will really hit the big time.
Where in the movie did he hit a clock?
Oh, I see why you're confused. To hit the big time means to become famous or successful. Oh, hit the big time means 走红出名 Exactly. I really think his acting was great in the movie.
I wonder when I will finally hit the big time.
I didn't know you were trying to be famous.
That's why I'm acting all these AMC shortcuts for you.
I'm sure you'll hit the big time really soon.
Okay, so this emperor, Kublai Khan, tried this mutton hot pot, and then good things happened. It says Khan defeated his enemies. So there was a war, there was a battle, and Khan's soldiers were the winners. They beat the enemy. And then he served mutton hot pot to his generals during their victory celebration.
Wow.
So they had a big party after the battle. Yeah, we won. And instead of giving them hamburgers and pizza or whatever they would normally have, he gave them hot pot. And, of course, they were very happy about that. These were not all the soldiers. You'd have to have a lot of sheep to do that. These were the generals. Generals are the top commanders in an army. The guys with stars on their shoulders, stars on their head. They lead, you know, thousands of soldiers. And that's our example sentence. The general ordered thousands of soldiers to attack. The general ordered thousands of soldiers to attack.
Okay, so 原来这个忽必烈在击败这个敌军之后，哇，在庆功宴上面呢，就是用这个羊肉炉来宴请他们的将军们。将军的英文就是 general。So if you aim to conquer the cold, eat like royalty with these two dishes.
Okay.
Wow, then, you know, you probably will feel happy and royal.
That's right. And of course, you will conquer the cold. To conquer something is to beat something, to gain control of it, as armies would conquer other countries back in the day. And of course, we're not really beating up our cold, but we're taking control of it. We're making the cold go away. We're warming up our bodies because it's winter, and that's what we need to do. We need to conquer the cold. We have an example sentence for conquer. Alexander the Great conquered all the land from Greece to India. Alexander the Great conquered, well, he and his armies, they conquered all the land from Greece to India.
Conquer 其实就是有征服这样的意思，所以如果你打算征服寒冷，那么呢，你就可以像这个王公贵族一般享受这两道菜肴吧。OK， 当然呢，就是指的就是我们今天的羊肉炉以及 ginger duck， 就是姜母鸭哦。OK， let's now go to our for you chat.
Yes, quickly. I'm hungry.
For you chat.
Okay, so our chat question is about winter foods, like we've looked at already. What is your favorite winter dish?
Actually, it's ginger duck.
Really? That's it?
Yeah,
okay,
that
we've already talked about it.
That is my favorite winter dish.
That's cool, because one of my favorites is hot pot, so there you go. Now, apart from those, is there anything else you like to have in the wintertime?
Wintertime?
That you wouldn't have
in
the summer?
Anything that's got really nice soup or the broth, if the soup is really good, I guess that's good for you to drink during that cold winter
day. It can really help warm you up. I would say, one of my things, it's not really one dish, it's soups. I like soups.
Exactly.
But when it's, you know, August in Taipei and it's really hot, you eat soup, it's just going to keep you hot for another, you know, 20 or 30 minutes. So I basically don't eat soup from about April to about November. That's my soup-free time of year, just because it's too hot. So yeah, I love just being able to go out and, you know, go and have a nice bowl of soup wherever I go. So what about you guys? Are there some favorite foods that you think of or especially enjoy during the winter?
Mm-hmm.
Have a chat about that. And we'll see you very soon, maybe over a steaming bowl of hot pot.
Nice. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This winter's hottest foods.If you are suffering from winter chills and a growling stomach, ginger duck and mutton hot pot are just what you need. These comforting foods are famous for their power to heat people up from the inside. More than that, they are traditional dishes that can promote strength and long life.Ginger duck was developed by a Shang Dynasty physician named Wu Zhan. Wu's recipe revived his sick king and earned royal praise. This stew's flavor gets better with the addition of herbs, rice wine, and sesame oil. Beyond its health benefits, Ginger duck also fills the room with a wonderful aroma. If you are down on your luck and can't find ginger duck, go for some mutton hot pot. Tender slices of sheep meat in spicy or salty broth can steam up the coldest night. This dish is said to have hit the big time after Emperor Kublai Khan tried it before battle. Khan defeated his enemy and served mutton hot pot to his generals during their victory celebration. If you aim to conquer the cold, eat like royalty with these two dishes.
Vocabulary review.
Ginger. Ginger is a spice that is supposed to be very good for your stomach. Physician. I visit a physician every year to get a health exam. Recipe. Some hot chocolate recipes call for a pinch of salt. Tender. If you cook meat slowly, it should become very tender and easy to eat. General. The general of the army designed a plan to attack the enemy's base. Conquer. Alexander the Great conquered a huge amount of land in Europe and Asia.